is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Good morning, everybody. This is Carly Wilson, and I've got my partner in crime, Lindy Davis. Say hey, Lindy.
Hey, good morning.
We are on this call together, and it's Motivation Monday. You know, we love doing this call. We love getting together. We love sharing our thoughts. Of course, we love helping other people, but it gets our rear in gear, too. it is very helpful for us as well doing this call and just kind of thinking about goal setting and motivation and, you know, and really processing it while we're talking about it with you guys helps us to really know our next step as well. So, you know, as I was looking at the calendar last night and we were talking about what our topic for today's call should be, you know, I realized that, okay, today is the 23rd and we are more than 3 weeks into the new year, more than 3 weeks into January, more than 3 weeks after everyone started their New Year's resolutions on January 1st. And this also coincidentally tends to be the week. If you look it up, research shows that a lot of people quit working toward their New Year's resolutions by this week. So I don't want that to happen to myself. I don't want to see that happen to you guys. And so I thought that today's topic should be, you know, how to check in, you know, how to check on your progress, how to make adjustments if needed, and really be honest with yourself about where you are in your goal setting and your progress toward your goals, and how to make a determination if you're on track or not. And then, of course, what to do if you are or you're not. So, Lindy, I'll have you jump in and give us your thoughts on this topic. And I know you wanted to talk about just kind of review, you know, how to set a goal. Because I think if we have that information, then, you know, checking our progress will make a little bit more sense.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think that comes back every single time we have one of these calls. It really comes full circle because we're all, you know, in the process of being the best we can be, striving to master all of the things that we have on our plate. And it's tough to do that.
And so, you know, we've talked a lot about SMART goals. And if you don't know what a SMART goal is, it's when you identify the specific thing that you want to accomplish. You know, you define it as much as possible. I mean, like who, what, where, when, why, like all of the details, like what is the goal. Then the next part of a SMART goal, the M, is that it has to be measurable. Can you track your progress? Can you measure the outcome? How are you going to know that you're making progress towards the goal? What are the little benchmarks that you're going to set along the way? Because a lot of times we set huge goals for ourselves, but we don't kind of set those little notches along the way to know that we're making progress. So the goal needs to be measurable. Then the A is it attainable? How is it reasonable enough to be accomplished? You have to make sure that it's not out of reach and that it's not below the standard. So make sure that it's pushing you, but it's not so far out there that you can't ever accomplish it. Then is the goal relevant? Is it worthwhile? Will it meet your needs? Is it consistent with the other goals in your life? And do you have long-term plans once achieving the goal and then continuing on past the goal? Is it relevant to the whole journey? And then the last one, is it timely? When? It should have a time limit. I will complete this on this day of this year. And, you know, you want to establish a sense of urgency, and that's going to really prompt you to have better time management. So all of those things are what makes up a SMART goal and are all things that you should consider while, you know, making a plan to achieve it. So, you know, here we are, January 23rd. How are you doing? You know, and that's kind of what we wanted to talk about. Like, is it measurable? Have you checked things off your list? Are you getting closer to the point? Are you at that next notch that is going to give you the confidence to keep moving forward because you can see that you've made progress? You know, one of those things is even checking your calendar. Like, I know that in what we do, in our business, you know, there are things that we need to do every single day to know that we're making progress. And, you know, maybe it doesn't result in the end goal, but just doing them and working through those numbers and seeing that you've done that is one of those keys. So, you know, writing down the things that you're doing is so important so that you can track your progress. So, Carly, hop back in. And, you know, what are some of the ways that you track your progress?
Well, that's a great question, Lindy, and certainly something that I'm working on improving on as well. I have a lot of goals. I did write them down. I actually have them written down and posted right over the top edge of my computer. So it's something that comes into my line of vision every single day, and not just once a day, but multiple times a day, because this is where I do all of my work. And so I think seeing your goals is a big part of it and continuing to be reminded of them multiple times a day. I also, you know, we've talked about making a vision board before. I also, you know, added certain things to my vision board at the beginning of the year, because not just actually seeing the written words written down is important, but really visualizing what it would be like to achieve that goal is a huge motivation for me. So how do I keep track of my progress? That is definitely a good question. So, you know, I'm going to kind of relate this back to my own personal experience. I have a goal and, you know, we are going on a vacation, leaving February 1st. So, of course, it made sense that by January 31st, I would have liked to have reached a certain weight loss goal. Okay. So I'm going to make this a nice even number to make it make a little bit more sense to you all, but my goal is a little bit different from this. But let's just say on January 1st, I set a goal for myself to lose 10 pounds, okay? Wanted to get healthier, get fit, and that meant, like Lindy said, making this very specific and measurable, which is losing 10 pounds. Now, what if by this point in this month, the 23rd, with, you know, just barely over a week to go, I had only lost 1 pound. Is it now reasonable that I lose another 9 in the next week? You know, not only is it not reasonable, but it's not healthy at all. So, you know, going back to January 1st, my goal was not just to lose 10 pounds by the end of the month, but to spread that out over the entire month. And so here it is today, the 23rd, and I'm actually able to look and see what I've lost so far and to see if I am on track to reaching my month-end goal. You know, I will tell you that I'm slightly off track. I'm not perfect. Just because we talk about these things doesn't mean that Lindy and I are absolute experts in goal setting and motivation, but we're keeping it real here. We're sharing with you what we're actually doing. But I did make note in my calendar after each week where I was, you know, and luckily with weight loss, the goal is very quantifiable and easily kept track of. You know, but just because maybe I'm not where I want to be by this point in the month doesn't mean that I'm going to completely blow off my goal altogether, because there's just no way that I'm going to be able to achieve it. I'm going to still keep going. I'm going to do the best that I can. I'm going to reassess my goal and make some adjustments. And here's the deal. If you're not where you want to be, then something's got to give, okay? You're either going to need to make an adjustment with your goal, or you're going to need to make an adjustment with your activity. And so I know for me that I'm doing what I can to get to my goal. I'm eating right. I'm exercising daily. One area that I could definitely improve in is, you know, staying consistent with my diet. And I think if I make those adjustments that I'm going to get pretty darn close to reaching my goal by January 31st. But it all comes down to really being honest with yourself and, you know, deciding how you want to make some adjustments. Like I said, whether it's with adjusting your goal, maybe you lengthen the time it's going to take to get there, or maybe you change the quantity, you know, how many pounds I actually want to lose. Or maybe if you're like me, you're going to change your activity. I'm going to buckle down on my diet and see if I can get a little bit closer to my goal than I would, you know, if I hadn't otherwise made any adjustments. So, Lindy, I'll bounce it back to you now. Uh-oh. I think Lindy got dropped. I'm going to add her back in. Okay, Lindy, you're back merged in.
I am.
Thank you, guys. There were a few seconds of dead air there, so Lindy's back on.
Yes, well, I think you're right, Carly, and well, I know you're right. And, you know, Carly is super consistent. Like, we've had the same goal, although she's way more fit than I am, but we've been on this journey of, you know, really, she's consistent every single day. She inspires me, and I have not done anything to track my progress. I have been eating healthier. I've been very intentional with that. I've been more consistent with my workouts, you know, and doing the things that I know it takes, but I have done nothing to track my progress because I don't want to get consumed by the number on the scales. I want to make the changes that I need to make and know that it's going to result in progress, but I have not been on the scale. I haven't weighed, I haven't measured, haven't done anything. I just know that I'm taking the steps to be better. And so this morning I'm like, okay, we're, you know, just about a week and a half out from leaving on this trip. I should probably weigh and just see. And you know what? I was pleasantly surprised that I was down a few pounds. And I think, you know what? I should have been tracking my progress all along the way, because when I do, maybe not getting on there every day, but, you know, once a week just to see where I stand, because it gave me confidence this morning. It made me want to work out. It made me want to continue to make those healthier choices, because I know that progress is being made. So maybe I couldn't see it, but when I tracked the progress and I saw the result, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is working, right? And so it really is the same with anything. If you track your progress and you see that you've made, you know, just a few strides in the right direction, it's going to boost your confidence. It's going to make you want to keep going, you know? And so it's so important to make sure that you're writing down the things that you're accomplishing day in and day out. Even if you don't know that, you know that the actions are getting you closer because you're doing what it takes, but you may not see the results instantly. But when you look back over a month or a week or, you know, a few months, you're going to see that you've made a ton of progress towards whatever it is that you're working towards. So it's important to make sure that you do write it down, that you do measure your progress towards your goal. See that no matter what, you're putting in the work. And, you know, talk about, Carly, the analogy that we were talking about before the call. And then I think that's a good place to wrap it up. About the snowball or the popcorn. Remember that awesome analogy?
Yes.
I was like, that's so smart.
Well, I watched a video once a couple weeks ago. It was floating around on Facebook. I love watching videos on Facebook. Anyways, the guy was actually talking about his network marketing business. and he brought a microwave out, and he had a bag of unpopped, microwave popcorn. And so he would put the popcorn in the microwave, set it for 2 seconds, and then open the door, and nothing's happened. You know, so then he would do it again, 2 more seconds, and, you know, nothing's happened. He said you could actually do this for the rest of the year and never get a bag of popcorn, because if you're always stopping and starting, it's going to be that much harder to, you know, get the ball rolling. You know, momentum is the thing that keeps us going. But if you're constantly stopping and starting and stopping and starting, you never can create that momentum. So I like that analogy too, Lindy. And I just wanted to kind of, you know, just elaborate a little bit about what you were saying. You know, checking progress doesn't have to be all bad news. You know, what is your reason for not wanting to know how you're doing toward your goals? You know, if you're avoiding the scale, why is that? You know, if you're doing the right things, you're going to start seeing progress. It may not be at the same rate that you want to, but Lindy didn't expect to see the number that she saw today. But when she did, it was encouraging. And so I'm not saying that you should check your progress every day or jump on the scale every day, but ever so often do it, because look what it did for her today. She's even more encouraged, more motivated to keep working toward her goal. And it's all about accountability. And if you really do follow these steps and treat your goal setting like, you know, kind of like a serious thing and, you know, like the science that it is, it will work. But if you go into it with these vague general goals, like I want to be healthier in 2017, and you don't actually put anything into place, and you don't, you know, have a system for checking your progress, then the odds are, you know, you'll just forget about that goal. So make sure you're doing all the things that we said, write them down, see it for yourself, check your progress, make those goals nice and specific. And I guarantee you, you will see enough to keep you going. You will see enough to keep your motivation high. And although you may not win every single battle, you'll win more than you lose, and you will see the progress over time. And know that, you know, none of us are perfect. We're all learning here. And, you know, I am fortunate to have Lindy on my side, and we kind of get to go through this together and learn it together. But that's why we share it with you all too. You know, we're here to share everything that we're learning or have learned, and in our own personal experiences, so that you have somebody like us in your corner, and we have you in our corner. We're all doing this together. You know, Lindy, I'll throw it back to you, and for any last closing thoughts.
Well, I think everything that you said was perfect. I think that, you know, this is the time of the year, you know, many people drop off their resolutions. Don't stop. You know, just look at the progress you've made, look what you've done and maybe haven't done, and just start over. You know, if you haven't made the strides that you want to, just go back and look at the things that you have accomplished. Be proud of the work that you have put in so far. And know that every single day, every Monday, every Tuesday, every day of the week is a new beginning for you to get up and get going and do what it takes, you know, to move towards the things that you want to accomplish in life, to be the best you, to be the best leader, to be the best mama, best daddy, if there's men out there listening, and, you know, best business owner possible. Every day is a great day to start. So
I love it. Well, you guys, thank you for dialing in to Monday Motivation. And we will be back here next Monday, 10 a.m. Central, to do this all over again. So thanks once again for dialing in. If you guys have anything that you want us to cover, you think would make a great topic, we are certainly open to suggestion. We'd love your feedback. So be sure and get in touch with us if you have any wonderful ideas. You guys, until next Monday, 10 a.m., this call is officially over. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.